Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Oh, yeah, baby. It is indeed a Football Friday here in the Loop. So let's go around the NFL with none other than the man who has at least, what, like 20 years of hair up on his head right now, Brandon K. Scott.
And you just let it flow.
Hey, hair definitely old enough to drink.
There you go.
Or close to it. Old enough to do some things.
You just got the
drive. Old enough to drive.
There you go.
You got peer pressured by Figgy and let your hair down. And that is one of the most impressive things I've seen lately.
Hey, not peer pressured, inspired.
There you go,
inspired. I saw Figgy on the YouTube earlier, and I was like, man, you know what? Because I had my hair up at the time. I was like, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
Let it flow.
Not a bad idea. Long hair.
Talk about getting it in your food, though. That is long.
Oh, no, I definitely can't eat like this.
Yes.
There's no way. No, whenever I eat again, I will be putting it back up.
Yeah, sure. I got to walk around with a little scrunchie just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. On the wrist.
Yeah. On the wrist, yeah.
No meals with this.
I respect it. I wonder what inspiration was necessary for the Atlanta Falcons to not Atlanta Falcon. I'm going to be entirely honest. Watching this game on Thursday night, Thursday night football in division in the NFC South. You had Falcons at Buccaneers. Buccaneers broke out the creamsicles, which I appreciated.
Very nice.
Was fun. The Falcons kind of had the Dirty Birds.
They had the old,
on,
I think it was even before that. I think it was that 70s look.
Because the Dirty Birds didn't have those red helmets.
Yeah, fair.
They had black helmets.
This was back in the, I don't even remember some of the players back then, the old Tommy Nobis days or something like that.
That is not a name that's going to refresh my memory there, John Lopez. I'm just going to be entirely honest with you.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. But the game, I mean, the Bucs are out to a 2-touchdown lead at a point in this game, and they absolutely crumble. Or maybe you say, Kirk Cousins did the thing that he does against the Bucs. The last three times he's played them, 3-0, I think 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns and an interception, I believe, if memory serves. Like, or maybe it's 8. I need to actually double check this. But he goes ham, they go ham, and I, knowing the Falcons, I'm like, the Falcons are going to find a way to mess us up. And they didn't. I thought they did when they missed the 2-point conversion to tie it up. They got the football
fumbled
back, went and scored the touchdown. Yeah. What? I don't know what the inspiration was, but shout out to the Falcons doing that. And also, shout out to Bryce Young looking up and finding himself on this Friday with his Carolina Panthers at 7-6? In the playoffs if it was to end today.
Well, that's the craziest part about it, the last part that you mentioned, that the lo and behold now, it's the Carolina Panthers that could emerge as that division leader and go to the playoffs and all of that. Like that, I don't think that's anything that
even if you thought that the Panthers were going to be better, I don't think anybody had them winning that division this year.
Oh, God, no.
Of course not, especially with, you know, with Baker Mayfield and how he was playing earlier in the year. But I would say this. Not only did the Falcons – it wasn't just that the Falcons didn't falcon. It was that it felt like the Bucs kind of falcon.
Bingo.
You know what I mean?
Bingo.
And so they benefited. It's like the Bucs beat them at their own game or lost at their own game.
Defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, 14 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man. And did y'all see the biggest thing that stood out to me watching this game was Mike Evans, who we are all familiar with.
Terrific human being.
An amazing human being. I wouldn't say mild mannered, but just a polite and good dude.
Mm-hmm.
He looked livid, like he was ready to kick somebody's ass on that sideline.
Why wouldn't he? That was a y'all lost performance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Six receptions, 132 yards.
In his first game back.
And he looked that way, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
That stood out to me. It's like you did so bad that you got Mike Evans over here out of his element. And justifiably so.
The interesting thing to me about this game is, well, a lot, but two of the greatest human beings in the NFL went completely out of character in this game. Mike Evans, you just talked about, and Bijan afterward. Bijan afterward. I was like,
we were actually talking about that game earlier this week.
Yeah,
he just said the name.
That was odd.
What game was it?
D'Amico called it hot ball. Some people have called it smear. Like, these are two, and here is a homophobic
these
slur.
These are two of the greatest people. Dino, you know, man. You want them to marry your daughter. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, wow, both of these guys. And then talk about losing it. I by the way, I got to fall on the sword here. Yesterday, I was sitting right here going, you know, I think Tampa Bay, Mike Evans back, you know, they might be a little on to something.
I wasn't going
to
do it. I wasn't going to do
not
it.
Not so much. Huh?
And I went, holy. Then there was Todd Bowles post game. I gave Figgy a lot of work.
What do you tell them in the locker room after a game like this?
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to f***ing care enough where the shit hurts. You got to f***ing care enough where the shit hurts. It got to f***ing mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your f***ing livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that shit. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
That's not AI?
Seven F-bombs. Hey. Yes. And I had to double check.
And that's not AI. And he's F-bomb right.
Seven.
He's bleeping right.
And what's crazy, Todd Bowles ain't the F-bomb guy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like, he's not that guy. Mm-hmm. And he even went further when he was talking about Baker wanting to take the blame last night. He said he could look himself in the mirror and be honest with himself. If everyone did that, we would figure out our problems real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is calling out the entirety of the team all the way to the quarterback.
Everyone.
In a very direct way, which they should. They've lost five of their last six. I think they've lost six of their last eight, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been bad.
There are two ways to look at it, though, because he threw everyone under the bus, and he also said the coaches did their job.
Yeah.
Is it?
We kind of give D'Amico a hard time a little bit. It's on me. Yeah. I think other coaches always say, hey, it's on me. I'm the head. It's on me.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the complete opposite.
So is this like, hey, I got to look out for number one here, you know?
Dude, they've lost all of these games, like Reggie just mentioned. They falconed against the Falcons, and now they have allowed.
That's an excuse.
They have enabled the Panthers to win a division, to win a division in the NFL. Like that, and so that just speaks to the opportunity that's in front of you. All of these games, or that was in front of you, all these games that you lost, this game in front of this national audience against the Falcons, who falcon all the time, and you did that instead.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's the Panthers that are going to reign supreme in your division.
Mm-hmm.
That is inexcusable.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. Can I also, real quick before we move away from this, mention one of the things that was also very odd in what was a very odd game, Kyle Pitts becoming the first tight end to have three touchdowns and over 150 yards in a game since 1996. That is a good for how many? 30 years, basically. And Kyle Pitts is not the person who I would have called to do that. Although, like, if you just take Kyle Pitts and you go player X with this talent, this capability, you go, yeah, Kyle Pitts should do it. Except Kyle Pitts has been one of the greatest disappointments.
How many people had him on their fantasy bench?
I can only imagine.
Well,
my
underdog account was not happy last night. I'll put it that way.
Ah, okay.
Look, but Kyle Pitts is one of those examples of when you say a thing and it's true, but like you get more information or new information and that thing is not true, but you still keep saying the old thing.
Yeah.
Like, he was a disappointment, and it's starting to look pretty much like what people thought it would look like. It just took way longer than it was supposed to, or way longer than we preferred, and to the point to where you thought it was a disappointment and it looked like a disappointment. Maybe that part is disappointing, but that dude's going to get paid at some point. Like, somebody's gonna pay him a hefty amount of money to play tight end for them.
And
I think justifiably so.
And they absolutely should. He has the talent. He has the capabilities. Although I will say, the touchdown catch that he had, he made that way harder than it needed to be.
Yeah, but that's how good he is.
Which one?
He's a really right.
Well, yes, that's fair. But the final one that ended up tying the foot or taking them to being down 2 points at that point, where he is backing up in the end zone, and if he just grabs it the first time, easy touchdown. Mm-hmm. He bobbles it, and then we have to do the, did he get the cheek down first before his elbow hit out of bounds? It was like, what are we doing here, man? Mm-hmm. Just catch the football, brother.
But speaking of the Falcons, since we were on this game, like, what a, you don't talk about disappointing.
Uh-huh.
All of the investment that they've put in, their weapons, you got Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London,
who didn't play in this game,
but just overall, they've actually invested a lot to their credit. Terry Fontenot and those guys have invested a lot in that defense, and they're just still the Falcons.
Yep.
I know they won this game, but my God.
Yeah. They still looked like the Falcons until they went
did.
And won it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hilarious because one of the big Falcons things, and I will leave it here, I promise, is that they've been trying to, man, we got to get this defense better specifically. They've got to have better defensive line play. They got to be able to generate pressure. They have that now. And the rest of the defense is bad. It's kind of amazing that they finally did that. It's like they wished on it with the monkey paw. They're like, please give us a good pass rush.
All right.
It's going to come with something. You sure? All right. So we continue around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We mentioned the TJ Watt thing that popped up out of nowhere yesterday, where all of a sudden he's in the hospital in Pittsburgh dealing with the lung issue. It seems, Lopez, that you were correct. It was reportedly a small hole in his lung.
Yep.
And the issue has been fixed. Now, it's not expected to be long-term. His status remains up in the air for Monday night. And I understand why we have to do this, but it is always fascinating to me that the words hole in his lung are there and also status up in the air for Monday night. No, for me, the status would be very
clear.
Ain't
no status.
Incredibly clear.
No status.
No, I mean, what's up in the air about having a hole in my lung?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like if this
questionable.
Is, yeah. And now I'm seeing something that says he's unlikely to play.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that fair. Yeah, very, very unlikely. You could even stretch that to very unlikely to play.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you're just lucky to be and fortunate to be, you know, alive and healthy and well, you know, a hole in that is scary.
My status would be the hell I am.
Yeah.
and I do go back, sorry, Figgy, to the whole thing of was it a trainer that gave him something and went a little too deep on the ribs or something? I mean, we haven't heard the end of it.
That sounds like a lawsuit. Yeah. But I'll just say, look, a hole in the, I'm not getting on a Zoom call, much less playing football. Like, you can't even get me on Google Meets, Teams, Zoom, Slack, none of that.
StreamYard, none of it.
None of it.
So this weekend, a few things are happening. One, there's a few teams that have an opportunity to technically clinch playoff circumstances this week. That will include the Denver Broncos have an opportunity to clinch if they just get their victory versus the Packers, mind you, or also with a few other things that happen, but that's the clear path way for them. The Patriots can go ahead and solidify themselves with a win. And I believe
the Chiefs can be out.
Yeah. The Chiefs can be officially knocked out. Those are the official things that I'm looking at here. Outside of that though, you notice with the Philip Rivers thing that has become such a big deal. I told you, I'm tickled by the idea that we are all going to be looking at this game with intrigue as if this is going to be a game that deserves intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks are maybe the second best, maybe the best team in the league, depending on how you view it. And the Colts are on a downturn with a quarterback they just picked off the street. This is a 2-touchdown line here, and we're like, ooh, I want to see what happens here. I feel like we know what happens here.
Oh, this is rubbernecking, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's a great point.
I mean, we're rubbernecking. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you want to see what the way you laid it out.
Yeah.
Seattle, great team. Philip Rivers, he's going to play?
It's trending that he's going to start.
Like, they're going to, I mean, you put that guy on your practice squad for a reason.
Yeah. They're trying to keep their cards close to the vest with the idea that Ryan Leonard might start because they're very different quarterback, so I imagine you make defense or you know the other team have to think about it. It feels like
he's starting.
Game, man.
Yeah. It at the very least active. That is wild. Like when you get the news on, you know, Saturday or today, whenever it comes out, we are elevating Phillip Rivers from the practice squad to the active roster. That is just going to be wild. And then from there, it is rubbernecking because as much as we don't want to see a 44-year-old man get broken, now that he's chosen to go out there and do this,
we're going
to
watch.
You know, and Phillip Rivers is a likable dude. I don't think there's anybody that's got a bad thing to say about the guy. But now we're curious.
Yeah.
Are they going to break him? Is he going to break them? Mm-hmm. Like what's what? How is this going to go?
Yeah, that is very interesting. But that has also caused now a spate of various former players to let you know whether or not they will come back to the league. Exhibit A, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
Yeah,
I think that's how his middle names go. Apparently, he said, and you will not be shocked at all, who retires, then unretires, then is ultimately going to retire again. Who does that? That's ridiculous for Phillip to do that, which I feel like you're talking kind of big fella. Seems you tried to play the 40. What,
I'm sensing
45?
Sarcasm.
But yes. He did say, I certainly could still play quarterback in the NFL. Stop that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
He'll be.
I think he believes it, and he probably could, but hey, cut that out.
Oh,
and that's the one person that could, though, man.
Yeah.
And he'll say that when he's 58, even when he can't.
Yeah.
But as Vicky said, he is probably the one person that if anybody could, that would be the one. If you could pull out a 42-plus-year-old quarterback that's retired and hadn't played in more than a couple of years.
Yeah.
He would be the only one that would scare
him. He'd have
me.
To be with the Raiders.
If you're talking about age.
I'm just saying the only one that I would be like, they brought in that guy.
Yeah.
And just as context, because this one hit me real hard yesterday, the idea of Phillip Rivers being 44, it seems like, all right, you know, we've seen quarterbacks play alone, but it's quarterbacks. Do you know who is also 44 years of age? Speaking of letting their hair down, Troy Polamalu.
Oh.
Is 44 years of age.
Man, it seems like he hadn't played in 15 years.
Because he hasn't played in like 15 years. That's why.
Wow.
That is the absurdity that's happening there.
Yeah. I mean, he's older than his coaches.
Oh.
You know?
His head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His coaches, play call. He's older than D'Amico.
Without question.
A lot of guys.
Especially as the league continues to get younger with the coaching staffs as well.
Yeah.
Exhibit B on players that are detailing what it would take for them to come back. Rob Gronkowski.
He couldn't come back.
I agree.
Yeah.
And
he's
so
just
does
broken.
So does he. Well, I don't even know if he's broken necessarily.
He's pretty broken.
Well, but there's no protecting him like there is quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like and the only way to stop him is to beat him up.
Yeah.
Like you gotta just pound. And like, why would he want to do that at this point?
I don't know. But he said I would maybe go back if a team was like, hey, can you give us some great looks on the scout team and we're going to pay you a legitimate bonus like $1 million or something?
That would work.
Yeah. I love how reasonable and responsible Gronk was. Like, he's like, I'll practice for $1 million. Other than that, y'all got it.
Yeah. I'm looking for an angle.
I mean, literally the only way to take him down is to destroy him.
So how old is J.J. Watt? No, I'm just kidding.
I like him better calling games.
I should have known that was going to happen.
I like him better calling games. Got a good record with him calling games.
Yes.
So let's do that.
Mm-hmm. And he's been fantastic.
Yeah,
he's been phenomenal. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. For this Football Friday. Coming up next, it's one of our favorite segments of the week. Let's get B. Scott's thoughts on what exactly? Well, you have to stick around to find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more.
gifting Omaha steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You hear the song, that means B. Scott is in the studio, and that B. Scott is going to bring us his thoughts.
I've lost the energy to be upset about the Texans offense not scoring a lot of points, not being a prolific offense.
What, like, do you mean like an orange or something? I can get you the energy.
And maybe I do, but I feel like I've reached a point of
too late.
resignation, mm-hmm. Acceptance. Like, and it's in part not just because of what we've seen, but also what they said.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what they said seems to have, at least to me, backed up what we've seen. They're focused on playing, and I don't want to actually dismiss this as not being important mm-hmm. to the whole overall operation. They talk about playing clean and eliminating penalties and mistakes and things like that, which are pretty obvious. But that's all it really feels like this offense really aspires to be. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really seem like they either want or feel like more is required mm-hmm. of them. This is why I asked Nick Cayley yesterday about how much what the defense is doing, you know, game to game, yeah. series to series, how much is that informing their approach and their play calling and overall strategy? And it seems like it does. Mm-hmm. It seems like it absolutely does. And when you talk about, or when you hear them talk about playing mistake-free football, that is, in effect, the offense. I've talked about this for the last couple of weeks, of the best things that they do offensively are not turning it over
yeah.
and simply possessing the ball.
Yeah.
Having the ball.
Yeah.
That is their offense. Have the ball. Don't turn it over. And then when you don't have the ball.
When you put it like that, it sounds so boring.
It's the offense.
What you mean?
Let's have the ball. Yeah. Let's not give the ball away.
Yeah.
And then when we don't have the ball, we've got the best defense in the league.
Yeah. It's
And maybe we score. Maybe we kick a field goal. Maybe we do nothing in the red zone. Mm-hmm. But at least we're going to have the ball, and we're not going to give the ball away.
And it's frustrating for two reasons. Number one, none of us expected anything like this from C.J. Stroud in the off. We expected going forward, you know, big time plays, him being one of the better quarterbacks. I'm talking about, like, even from 2 years ago. Last year, obviously, it went to bleep. So it's not. I think the expectations kind of temper. I mean, make it feel worse, make it more feel more frustrating. And the other thing that makes it feel frustrating is whenever they do make an exciting play, it's by chance.
Yeah,
it's total chance.
Well, so this gets me into my other thought, though.
Yeah,
one thing that I do find encouraging when I watch the offense, if there's anything, is that it does feel like, and this is different from how I felt earlier in the year.
Okay.
It does feel like they have playmakers, plural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just a C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins thing, but I've got faith in, obviously, C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins, but in addition to Jaden Higgins.
Okay.
And, of course, Woody Marks, who did not have a great yards per carry game necessarily, not even necessarily, just not at all against the Chiefs. but I think has shown you a certain level of reliability. And I think we all feel like it, when his foot's right, he's an explosive player, mm-hmm. where that's a legitimate weapon for you that you weren't necessarily using in that way earlier in the year when the offense was really bad. Now you are. And this Jaden Higgins thing is something that I've been high on for a couple of weeks and feel like it gets reaffirmed week to week. So those things, and of course, Dalton Schultz has had a really good year. Maybe it's tailed off a little bit.
Yeah.
But I still feel pretty good about that, you know, if that's going to be your third or fourth best weapon. So they at least have, even if they have a primitive and unimaginative offense and an offense that doesn't aspire to do much, they do at least have players that can do some things, some really good things. And we saw that with C.J. Stroud connecting with the rookie Jaden Higgins on some of those third downs, some of the plays that he made to Nico Collins. Like, they have an ability to overcome not having this light show of an offense.
No, I'm with you. I think that can be a little bit frustrating at times because it's like,
it's awful.
You got bullets in the chamber, but you just don't want to shoot them. But I think I actually, in thinking about it and hearing you lay out your case, I think I actually joined you in that place at some point. Because what did I talk about mm-hmm. with the Chiefs is like, or the Chiefs game rather, it's like, just because it feels like you don't got a lemon no more, don't think you got to gas it to 100 on the highway, right? I think that's kind of what they're thinking about. It's like, hey man, kind of keep it the speed limit, right? For this offense. And it's funny because you talk about the running game is very much where I've been there, because I'll hear someone like Mina Kimes say, I still don't believe this is a good run game. I'm like, oh, you missed the point.
They don't care.
They don't want it to be a good run game.
No, they don't care.
They want it to be,
like, literally.
They want it to be sufficient enough to get over. Can we move the ball a little bit and get past that yellow line that's on the TV or them sticks on the sideline so that we can do it again?
And possess the ball.
D'Amico said.
And our guy doesn't fumble. Yeah. Right. So, like, we're just posing. All the run game is, it's not to be explosive or to score per se. Even though Woody Marks, we were talking about this yesterday, how he wants to score on every play, it ain't happening.
No.
So they're just trying to possess the ball.
No, they averaged, I think, somewhere around 2.6 yards a carry, 2.8, something like that. And then they carried the ball 30 times. And D'Amico said that was perfect. They literally used that. That was 30. Perfect. They're averaging 2.8, or whatever it was, 30 carries. Perfect. That's what they want to be.
Yeah.
They don't care. They don't care about, you know, the yards and the big plays and all that.
You know, a question I wish I had asked now that we're having this conversation, I actually thought about this earlier in the day, but instead of, or in addition to whatever we did ask, like, I just want to know from, I could ask Nick Cayley, D'Amico Ryans, and C.J. Stroud this. Are y'all trying to score a lot of points or enough points?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The problem
you know the
is,
answer to that.
The problem
is, I mean, I think they would say a lot.
They're not going to take your answers or your questions seriously. Yeah, no. Not in that they don't understand what you're saying, but they're always going to be like, you're always trying to score a lot of points.
I would like to ask them privately, actually, now that I think about it. I would like to know their true answer to that. And I'm not saying, you know, but I'd like to know the real answer to that.
All right.
What are we trying to do? Because it looks like they're trying to score enough points.
Yeah, not a lot of points. I think you go, D'Amico will absolutely say enough because he will come to the place of the game's about, it's about winning games here. We're trying to win football games. What is the here to win football games? Enough points. CJ would absolutely say a lot of points.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I think that has been the internal battle, and that's crazy for him to say as if I know his internal battle, but if I had to assume what the internal battle has been for him this season, I imagine it's, I want to score a lot of points. They want me to score enough points. I have to come to grips with, I am the quarterback of a team that is slated to score enough points. And then Kaylee, I think he ends up being a little bit of a wild card because I don't actually think I can read him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Here's where the resignation comes from for me, though. Like to kind of come back to the original point, is it not true that enough points works?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, like, if they're going to keep winning and this strategy is going to keep working, even if I don't like it, even if to some degree I don't think it's sustainable, that at some point it's going to bite you in the you know what, if it doesn't and if it hasn't, I think that's where some of my resignation is coming from. Like, oh, they've won however many straight now. They're going for their sixth straight win now, right? Like, they have a chance. If you look at their remaining schedule, you're not crazy to think that they could win out.
Sure.
Right? You could pick them to win every game going with this strategy. And so what am I really complaining about?
Well, because I was about to say the thing that you brought up there is like, all right, but how do you know what's enough before going in? And I guess the thing that'll allow you to do that is when you have a defense where you go, oh, we can call it.
Yeah.
But you know, when you ask, why is that? Because we're Americans, right? Like, this is how we operate in the economic society that we have is like, what's enough? I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to get some more just in case. Like, that is how we operate in all facets of life. You can pull them up, right? You talk about earning money. I would like to, every year, how do I get this raise? Where do I get to it? Like, when it comes to, you know, stacking up whatever, it's like, all right, this is cool, but how do I get more? I think that also comes into play with us looking at the offense and going,
yeah,
I would like to have more just in case.
I'm resigned to it, and I think most people would be silly not to be resigned to it simply because it is, it's the stated goal from D'Amico Ryans from day one.
Yeah.
It's week 15, and he just said 2.8 yards a carry, 30 carries, that's perfect.
Yeah.
How can you not be resigned to this is what they are?
Yeah.
Not only is this what they are, it's one thing if they're a team that wants to sling it around the field and this is what they are. No, this is what they are and this is what they want to be.
Yeah, and definitely earlier in the year, it felt like it wasn't as sustainable because it's like, can you really rely on the defense to play like this? And then what happens? They go out there on Monday Night Football. That was after the bye week, right? Was that the game after the bye
week? Yeah, Monday Night Football was after bye week. Week 5 bye week, week 6 in Seattle.
Yeah. So you're coming off of a bye week and then you perform like that.
Correct.
And so it's like, okay, so can we really rely – then you get more information. The defense actually is what we thought it was or what it looks like. So now it looks like yeah, you can rely on your defense mm-hmm. to go out there and hold a team to less than 20 points. And as long as you score 20 or more, you're good. You know, it would be interesting if the team was opposite. Let's say if the offense was the best in the league, historic even, and the defense was just, you know, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. They're still kind of figuring it out and they're mm-hmm. emerging. I think people would feel a lot better about that.
Oh, sure.
Because we lean more toward offense. We're more entertained by it. And we think that that is probably different from 30, 40 years ago. We think that that's the way to win.
Well, real quick, let me ask you what we talked about in the very first segment of the show today. If they can't get it going, if they can't, threaten the 30s in terms of points in this game, is that bad? I mean, because then they start playing playoff games. I mean, are they going to have a chance, a real chance?
Against this team, I agree with you.
Yeah.
No, that is bad.
Yeah.
I think this is the one, and it's not like, let's not pretend like we've never seen them score a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
They scored a lot of points against San Francisco was just like 26, right, or something like that. But we've seen them score,
mm-hmm.
right, and we've seen them make big plays. So, yeah, but it would be a disappointment and discouraging if they struggled against this. I do not believe that this defense is very good. Obviously, Buda Baker is really good. And, you know, they've got a couple of good players. But they have not been good. They've given up 40 points to all of their division opponents,
mm-hmm.
right?
And good division, to be fair.
Very good division, the best division in football. But 40 points is 40 points.
But giving up over 35 in their last five.
You should be able to put up more than the 23 that I feel like is required for you to win a game. Now, to be fair, back to the point, I think 23 should be enough.
Agreed.
But I'd like to see you be able to score more than that in this game, at least, just to tell me that the things that I feel good about within the offense are real.
Yeah, and I guess just to respond, or at least the notes that I took while I was listening to you, because you obviously make fantastic points. The one thing about it, if this was somewhat inverse, is it feels like offense is more stable. That sounds like a wild thing to say, but it feels like offense is more stable in this modern league, especially when you talk about the rules being geared towards it and so on and so forth. And then I think the one thing that I will say that it serves as like the little voice in the very back of my anxiety-built brain is the playoffs are a different beast. The idea that, okay, if this is a recipe that works, then what's the issue? Is that the playoffs end up being different. And you're talking about a smaller sample in that instance. One game and one bounce of the ball here or there.
Yes.
And now you're talking about an entirely different game. And you can't get it out the mud because your offense can't put it in another gear. That's the thing that is a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's fair. Yeah. That's what makes it dicey and kind of harder to believe in. But also, it's kind of exciting, too, because you're doing it in a somewhat unconventional way, or maybe kind of in a throwback way.
Just constantly trying to walk a jack.
Yeah. Do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Your defense is your partner. You're like, let me see if I can walk this jack on this table.
Yes, exactly.
And it might even be a 10. Who knows?
Who knows?
We're going to see if we can walk it.
Yes.
And here's a game where you go, I know that they don't have no more face cards. Can I walk this 10?
Yes.
That's what this game is.
Yes.
I'm glad to have brought Spades.
Yes.
Of course you do.
Yes. Made me very happy. I think you could see the twinkle in my eye when I realized, oh, this is what it is.
The mm-hmm. Texans are trying to walk a jack.
All right, you're The Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Where I want to pick your brain a little bit about what the Rockets have been over this first quarter of the season, B. Scott. But then also, if you're a sports fan, we've talked about subscriptions. YouTube TV is trying to do something for you. We'll talk about all that next. All right, let's get into what's popping, where if I am to pull the curtain back, we are discussing card games right now.
That's a good question.
I'm going to crowdsource.
Yeah, let's source this.
713-572-4610. When it comes to just like commonly understood and accepted card games, what do you think is the one that people most commonly understand? 713-572-4610. I think the starting bid by one John Lopez is poker.
No, blackjack.
Blackjack, yeah.
Oh, blackjack over poker?
I think blackjack is one. Everybody knows 21.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, everybody knows. And then poker, probably two.
Yeah, we came up with a pretty decent top four or five, or maybe a Mount Rushmore.
I would say, correct me if you disagree, or tell me what you think. 21, everybody's played 21. So blackjack.
Blackjack's got to be number one.
Poker, two.
Yeah.
Then you said Go Fish, and I think that's a great answer.
Fish, yeah, I think Go Fish has got to be right there.
Everyone has played Go Fish.
Go Fish.
And what do we have four?
I think we had Spades.
I think that's where we tried to slot in Spades, but I'm actually not certain. So I'm hoping that the crowdsourcing of this on the text line will help.
I threw Uno out there.
Uno's good.
If it counts.
Like, hearts.
Hearts.
I don't know how to play hearts. I'm going to be honest.
Really?
Don't know how to play
it's
hearts.
It's kind of like Spades, right?
I might know how to play hearts. Like, I just, like, if you just say hearts, I'm like, I don't
No, it's like spades, but it's you doing hearts.
Though. Okay, yeah. All right. 713-572-4610. And just so it's clear that we weren't just talking about cards out of nowhere. If you didn't catch it at the end of last segment, I made a reference to spades.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, huh, did everybody get that?
Yeah.
Not that everybody needs to get it, but yeah.
Does Texas Hold'em count as just poker?
That's poker.
Yeah, okay. I think that's especially if we say poker, I think most times people are talking about Texas Hold'em.
Okay. Yeah.
How many times are people like playing five card? Whole, you know, like
back old school used to be that way, but mostly now it's because of TV.
Yeah,
it's Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
So blackjack, poker, go fish, and then spades and Uno are fighting there for fourth. I feel like
Okay. All right.
And they can go 4 or 5. You can interchange them if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me know if you have another one that you feel lands a little bit more squarely than
old
some of those
maid.
Ones.
Old Maid.
Old Maid has made an appearance on the text board.
Old Maid into the chat.
That's another one, a kid's game. Everybody's played it.
Yeah, I feel like it has to be the kid's game. The earlier that you get to it, I think the more possibility that everybody gets in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Rockets played yesterday.
They did.
I will ask you the same question that I asked John Lopez earlier because the ending of that was a mess. Was that an encouraging win for you?
It was not an – I would say that they won is an encouraging fact because winning – in and of itself is a positive thing.
Agreed.
But if your question speaks to was their performance in and of itself encouraging, I would say no, is my answer to your question. That was not an encouraging performance, but it is encouraging that they can win in spite of themselves or they can overcome things. They're good enough to overcome things. They've got players that are good enough to, let's say, overcome a less than ideal KD night, right? Like that part is encouraging, right? KD cannot have his best night. But you're good enough between Amen Thompson and Alperen Şengün, and then you got some stuff from your bench to be able to sort of carry the load. The parts of the game that I was really discouraged by and have been discouraged by over the last couple of games, obviously they won this one and they lost the one before this. It felt like years ago the last time they played.
That was all of Saturday.
Yeah, but still.
Like, oh, against the Mavericks.
Yeah. But yesterday was Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And so it's the defense and the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Turnovers and then the defense is like sometimes here and there. Overall, they're an elite defensive team. I'm not questioning that.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are just lapses. Like against the Mavs, they were letting them get everything they wanted in the paint.
Yeah, man.
The defense early in this Clippers game was bad, and then it was bad again in the third quarter and in the second half before they kind of figured things out. So sometimes there are defensive lapses, and there are also turnovers that I feel like lead to – really easy opportunities for the other team that kind of makes things harder for the Rockets than they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's why I called it kind of a JVG win because you can have a good win, and it was a good
that's
win.
That's a good way to put it.
It was a good win. There's no question about it, especially how you finished it, et cetera. It was also encouraging in parts, as you just laid out. But there were a lot of things that you do not ignore in victory. And are y'all the same way as I am? Like, this is one of the sloppiest teams in spurts,
yeah,
that we've seen in recent years
because they don't have a initiator that you feel comfortable doing it consistently.
And they're not a sloppy team in spurts. They do a lot of sloppy things, which I guess kind of makes them. It's kind of frustrating.
Well, it's the handling and the passing. It's not like it's a one off or like like it's some kind of outlier. They have some consistently not so good traits when it comes to both handling and passing the simple task of dribbling and passing is sometimes not that great.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah, because I mean KD, who he had a rough game, but he's had some games that I don't know if you would consider them entirely rough, but they've been rough at least because he has the ball in his hands a lot, and now he's being asked to be a little bit more of a distributor. You have that happen. Obviously, Men has his goals of it. Also, you get into Alperen Şengün having those instances. And you'll have, even though he was able to flip it on his head yesterday where he comes out of nowhere and steals the basketball, you could see it happening in slow motion, which was really fun. That's happened to him. Maybe that's why he did it. He was watching film one day. He's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I should do that sometime. Mm-hmm. But I think that also all factors into those things showing up with the turnovers. And I don't know how much to be upset about it. Like, you have to expect more of them, but I also feel like it is circumstantial because of the fact that they are finding where to initiate the offense and where to have engines without having a guy that is a definitive engine guy.
Yeah, well, I think this is where the Reed Shepherd conversation reemerges and becomes really important. How much can he develop as an initiator, an overall ball handler, and what can they do to mitigate the issues that he presents for you defensively? Because there's a balance here of him both needing to get better,
yeah,
and I think also acknowledging and accepting that he's only going to probably get but so much better. But is that better going to be good enough?
Yeah.
And is the payoff on the other end with him as an initiator going to be enough,
mm-hmm,
for you to commit to it? Obviously, they're still doing the Josh Okogie thing. They're still doing the double big thing from time to time. And then sometimes Reed is in the start. Like, they got three different iterations of a starting lineup. At what point do they feel like, if at any point,
mm-hmm,
will they feel like Reed Shepherd can shoulder that load, if you will?
And what is kind of an interesting reversal of conversation points that I know myself and you have had, B. Scott, I think we've also had it here on the program, mm-hmm, John. I saw something that I kind of like when Reed is on defense, and it's not inherent to Reed.
Okay, I want to hear this.
It's not inherent to Reed. So
hey, where's Lovie Smith? Hey, man, I want to hear this.
You're not gonna like it as much as it seems like you will. I think it forces the rest of the defense to dig in a little bit more and be more alert as to what they're doing because they know, mm-hmm, oh, we got to cover for him,
mm-hmm,
a little bit. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Especially considering how they play defense sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and that's it, because I've talked to you about it. I might have said something to you, mm-hmm, John. It annoys me more than it absolutely should. Corner defenders will fall asleep a lot because they're over here like, I'm over in the corner. Y'all got that. Y'all playing 3-on-3. And I feel like when it's Reed, they're pulling in from that corner
to help a little more.
They're cheating in to try and make sure that you can't turn the corner as easily on him.
Yeah.
And I think that makes them a little bit more engaged.
Basically help defense.
Yeah, without question.
It was still just hilarious last night while I was at the game watching James Harden, who we watched for years, hunt the worst defender on the other team.
It used to be him sometimes.
But that's what he made his living off of.
Yeah.
Trying to hunt the worst defender on the other team in the pick and roll and then cook him. And now he's on the other team hunting what a lot of us are hoping becomes the next point guard of the team. Like,
yeah,
just to see how it comes full circle. It's like, oh, you know what? I've seen this before.
Yeah.
I used to like this strategy. I don't like it right now.
I don't like it as much anymore.
I don't like it right now. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right. As we continue into what's popping, I did want to get to this real quick. YouTube TV is trying to do something for the people. I don't know if they're actually trying to do it for the people, but they're doing something that maybe ends up being beneficial if you're a sports fan. Apparently, they're launching a 10 genre specific packages, including a YouTube TV sports plan. So that will have access to NBC Sports Network, FS1, all the ESPN networks. And that is like supposed to be like a bundle that you could buy,
mm-hmm,
inherently there. Does that intrigue you guys at all? Does that feel like that actually hits a niche that sports fans need?
Yeah, because not every, you know, I've lamented against this because I've got all the apps and all of the, like, I'm just here for all of it, like, shamelessly. But I think for people that are just looking for the sports, this is the packaging that they're looking for, because if they're not like me and they don't have something else on Peacock that they like to watch, or something else on Prime Video that they like to watch, or something else on Apple TV that they like to watch, and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm,
right? Or something else on Netflix that they like to watch. I mean, I'm going to run out of apps at some point, I'm sure, but I've been able to come up with one. I've got something else on each and every one of those services that I like to watch that's not sports related.
Right.
Not everybody does. And so if there's a way to consolidate this thing,
mm-hmm,
I think that does make, at least for the consumer, that does make some sense.
I saw this a couple of days ago, and maybe this is me just being jaded because of what you just talked about. I saw it, and I'm like, okay, how are they going to try to get you? How are they going to try to get you with this? Is there going to be only bundles that you're not even interested in? Is it going to be just one? Because clearly, you know, it seems like they're doing a good thing here, and I'm like, color me a little skeptical.
Oh, I think they're going to get you because they're just going to keep jacking. They're going to introduce it.
Yeah. Yes.
It's going to be one price.
Yes.
And then 6 months later maybe a year later, it's going
to
be another price.
Because they're going to try to get you.
And then you're going
to
get real comfortable with it.
They just are.
For about 2 years, and it's going to be another price. Yeah. And then it's going to be another price. Yep. And then you're going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm paying $150, you know, or whatever it is.
No. Ooh, you was close.
Whatever.
You was close. And I've been there, especially when you start talking about it. I don't know that there's a get you early outside of what you're talking about. And I don't know if it answers your question there, B-Scott, because they're not going to get all the Netflix or the Amazon Prime content. But what they will do is for someone who, I think, Figgy, you might have expressed this one time where you're like, I'm not watching A&E, and I'm not watching Discovery, and I'm not watching Nickelodeon, so I don't want to pay for the entirety of YouTube TV and get the entire cable-esque range.
I need like right. three channels.
Yeah. And that's what they're trying to do here.
Give me Red Zone.
The full subscribe, yeah, yeah. The full
ESPN, FS1.
Yeah. And that's what they're trying to do here, yeah, with some of these genre-specific bundles. Mm-hmm. Maybe it ends up being useful. I think it'll be interesting to see, but is this something to keep on your radar? If maybe you're a YouTube TV subscriber and you're like, damn, I don't want all of this. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can give you that.
It would have been perfect if somebody like ESPN decided to, hey, let's use the app where you can actually watch ESPN channels. And I don't think you could do that right now.
That's what they're doing with the new ESPN app or like the.
They trying to do that now, but at one point they wasn't doing that. Mm-hmm. Like you would pay for the ESPN app and just only get a little bit of content on there. But I just want to watch whatever's on ESPN, and that's why I like Space City Home Network. What they're doing, they giving you that for a certain amount of money a month.
Selfishly, I am afraid that this is going to become just another thing that I have.
Yes.
Where there's like some overlap. Uh-huh. Like I got all of these apps and I got a Fire Stick. So I got a lot of stuff twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is this going to be like my third iteration of the same thing?
Quite possible.
Because it's going to be convenient in a way. It's like, you know what? I already got this, but I can watch all of these together. Maybe four box them, quad box them. You know, like I'm concerned about
that. It's very possible.
I'm just going to spend more money.
And that sizes back to the question of the day now, doesn't it? The games that people were coming with, War seemed to be a big answer.
War, how could we forget War?
I think it's a big answer here.
Crazy Eights. And by the way, this all ties in because the Texans are, in fact, playing the Cards.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yes.
Speed, Slapjack, Gin Rummy were some of the big ones that I saw.
Now I just want to play cards.
Yeah. Lopez is going to be here too, guys.
Well, I know what I'm getting like you for Christmas. All right. B. Scott, we appreciate you as always in, chatting with us. It's always a blast. Now we're going to send you off to do the other work that you do on any given Friday. But we will continue on here in the loop on a Football Friday. Coming up next. What is there to learn here, if anything, from this Cards matchup? Let us know what you think that you can learn from this Texans team in this Cards matchup. 713-572-4610, and we'll discuss it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.